Welcome to episode 1108 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Thursday, April 7th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Or support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider, or just use paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a warm welcome to the Ohana and longtime listeners and viewers of the show. Thank you so very, very much for being here. I am on the East Coast, rainy, wet, cold. Well, you know, isn't it supposed to be spring here? Got lots to share, lots to talk about, and a very interesting meeting tonight, which has resulted in me getting my show started just a little bit late. But again, I want to welcome anyone that's brand new to the show. I want to make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com and subscribe to the show and the newsletter. You'll find links to do that right on the website. Very easy to see. And of course, we want all of you to visit Geek News Central daily to read the great content being put together by our writing team. So tonight I'm using a new, I've had it for a while, a Zoom H6 handy recorder. So we'll see how it turns out for recording quality as compared to my other recorder, which I had a lot of trouble with on the last road show. Or hey, email to the show can be found at geeknews@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at geeknews. You can, of course, follow me on Google Plus, on Facebook. You can watch the show on the Roku, on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play this show, or play this latest edition of the show. Of course, you can listen on Stitcher, or you can watch or listen on blueberry.com. Don't forget about our partner shows at geeknewscentral.com. We want to, of course, encourage you to get check out No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff. We've got Health Tech Weekly with Mr. Jamie Davis, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear Sites put together by my writing team, and lots of stuff coming in the near future. Of course, this show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And I must say, I talked about the numbers. I was concerned about March's numbers being down. And from everything I could tell from the essentially the access point I have to be able to tell how many sales we were doing and how many new customers we'd brought on, that isn't the whole picture. So when I got the report from my GoDaddy rep here a couple days ago, I was, just to be honest with you, I was pretty shocked. We had a great month for March. And was worried really for nothing. So it kind of threw me for a loop, and the online website only accounted for a portion, or what I saw, could see on my report, only accounted for a portion of the sales. So you guys really stepped up. I want to thank you very, very much for supporting my sponsor, GoDaddy. Truly incredible. Again, thank you all for picking up purchases. This really helps us this month. Our March was a great month for total new customers signing up at GoDaddy. And really what it does is helps me keep the lights on, keep my family fed and everything else. So yeah, a little bit my part. I apologize. I just thought we were way behind and we weren't. But there was really no way to tell. And I know there's always a portion of the total sales that I just don't get to see because it's not all in one report. But it, you know, usually kind of splits down the middle like 50-50. And this month it was more like 20-80. 20% I could see, 80% I couldn't see. So all in all, it turned out to be a good month. So again, thank you very much for supporting GoDaddy, and keep them in mind as you're getting ready to pick up a domain or a hosting account or a dedicated server. All you got to do is, again, go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and you will be able to pick up a domain or a hosting account of your choice. We've got $1 a month hosting for the first 12 months with both economy hosting, WordPress hosting, and a website builder for you business owners out there. So again, thanks for GoDaddy for being a sponsor here, and thank each and every one of you for being so supportive and keeping the lights on here. All right, I want to just, this week's been pretty busy. I've been, daylight to dark, running, doing meetings, but I had the opportunity today to meet up with some folks. And, many of you know I was in the military for 24 plus years, almost 25. And a matter of fact, for retirement purposes, I got 25 years in. 24 years and, change, and then I had some delayed entry stuff back in the 80s. But and a lot of stuff that I did in my military career, I flew. I don't have a lot of stuff I can say about the job I did while I was an air crewman, naval air crewman, flew in the back of aircraft. But today, was able to hook up with some folks I used to work with and met a gentleman who, I guess for a better word, is one of the people that I helped support when I was active duty. And I won't go into too many details, but got to talking with this gentleman a little bit, and he shared some stories, and we kind of reciprocated and a little bit of back and forth, and it was fun. But oftentimes when you are in the military and you're doing a job, now for example, if you're someone that's in the Army, you've got your the folks that you work with, and you rely on each other a lot to keep each other alive, and there's a bond there that is super, super tight. Same with Marines. In every service, there is that. There's your brothers and sisters that you work with. And this particular individual was an individual that I helped support during post 9/11. And he said some things today that was very, very, very heartwarming. I just... while I can't go into any details on really what he said, I mean, related to stuff that we did that I did, it just made me, even a buddy of mine, we kind of looked at each other, and it's really kind of the first time that I got to talk with someone, a number of years later. That we supported and I guess for a better word, covered their six. And he gave this amazing, heartfelt thank you that struck me really, really, really pretty deep. And it's an interesting because we do our jobs and did what we did, and we're pleased to do it, and I sleep well every night because of that job. And while we're working, oftentimes the you don't have a face to put. You don't have a you maybe hear this guy on the radio, or but you never have a face to this person. And so when he was talking to us tonight, it was pretty pretty eye-opening for me to know, really what a difference the team I worked with did. And didn't get, as a guy that basically flew all day and then landed and went to my wadi or went to my cot or my bed or wherever it may have been, I got to most evenings got to sleep in a relatively safe location while these guys were out in the field doing what they did in harm's way 24/7. And so it was just an interesting time of reflection for me. And I know I'm kind of skirting around the bushes here, but I'll just say that from time to time you have one of these life moments that makes you feel pretty good. And as I was coming back to the hotel tonight and getting ready for the show, I'm debating in the car what I'm going to tell you guys, because I really wanted to share this experience with you, but I don't know if I can even make a partial or make you guys understand the heartfelt emotion I felt from this individual. And pretty good. It makes me, be honest with you, makes me feel pretty damn good and proud and glad that this individual was able to take some time and make some comments for us today. So it was awesome. It really, really was. So anyway, that, wrapping up a, very, very busy week here. And of course, an interesting evening tonight makes for me for, kind of being a little bit melancholy in getting ready to do this show. But I'm here and ready to get in some tech news. But before I do, let me go ahead and here and completely switch topic. The Podcast Awards is starting on the 15th. Nominations will open. Please tell all your favorite podcasters to please register and also make sure that they pay the registration fee that we have this year, small $10 registration fee to support the award site and help us towards our goal of rebuilding it. Your notification, basically you telling podcasters that you listen to about the awards launching is may remind them that we're going to kick off here on the 15th. So looking forward to seeing how the nominations go this year. But just as a little bit of a programming reminder, I'll be back in Honolulu for a show on Monday. Then we're going to have, I've already arranged it, you're going to have a guest host on Thursday's show. So my show, so this show and the next show will be yours truly, obviously. And then the show next week on Thursday, we'll have a guest host. And then we'll see how it goes during NAB. Of course, I'm going to be in Vegas for the National Association of Broadcasters. Going to be very, very busy. I'm definitely going to be turning out some videos and stuff on Facebook. So there'll be plenty of content for you to check out from the Geekster here in the coming week. So just keep advised. And of course, keep an eye on the ProGear.Guru site. We're going to have lots of articles over there about the latest audio, video, tech, apps, you name it. A lot of that stuff is going to be kicking. If you're into audio gear, be a great place, or video gear, be a great site to keep an eye on. Again, ProGear.Guru over the next week to 10 days as I turn the writers loose on that. But I will say one thing. I am surely glad we had a great month with GoDaddy, because I got the bills in for all the writing and the remote content that we did in the UK, all that stuff. And yeah, it was a big writing bill month. One of the biggest on record recently. So very, very pleased that we had a good month. So that it would have been very, very stressful had the month turned out the way I was kind of thinking it was going to be. But, and those of you that have contributed as an insider, again, thank you so much. And I definitely appreciate your ongoing support for the show. All right, let's go ahead and get into the content tonight. And I got a stack of stuff here pretty good. First things first, Uber, speaking of the military, Uber wants to expand on military bases, and the ride-sharing company has recruited 50,000 veterans, spouses, and service members to its Uber military program. And while only about half of those members have actually started driving, really what they're trying to do here is to be able to have people that have access to military bases having a pass or an ID that can transport folks on and off. Now, I don't know the rules on most bases on, basically being a for-hire vehicle and bringing someone onto a base. If you're prior military and you're thinking about driving, I would check with the base and make sure you're not violating any rules. It's a great way to have your sticker scraped if you're doing something you're not supposed to with, outside of the regulations. And because you're active duty or maybe retired, you could lose privileges on a specific base. So as a retiree, I would just be very, very cautious. And, one thing that you have to do is your due diligence is if you're going to be picking someone up from out in town and then taking them on base, number one, you're going to make sure that, yes, this person is active duty or has a retiree card and has the privilege to come on base. Because really, on most bases, they only check the driver. and the driver assumes responsibility for their passengers. So please, you know, those of you that are out there and are retirees, reservists, active duty, if you're going to be driving for Uber and you're going to be taking people on base, you're going to need to check those IDs and make sure that the person that you're hauling on is a person that is allowed to be there. I would hate to be the individual that brought someone on base that wasn't supposed to be there, and that individual do something that was damaging to our national security or something to that effect. So be careful out there, okay? And just make sure you check with your base and follow the rules. So today I saw this title of this blog post and made me go, And it's entitled, Apple's Aging Mac Pro is Falling Way Behind Windows Rivals. And I got to thinking about it. I have had my Mac Pro, my wastebasket, as I call it, for a couple of years now. And even though for yours truly, it is an absolute powerhouse machine, essentially being able to take an hour and 10 minutes worth of video, encoding it in about 8 or 9 minutes. It just, you know, is a super fantastic video processing computer. But when I read this article, it is true. The current Mac Pro, which was top of the line in 2013, is now, you know, a couple years long in the tooth. And without a big change in processors and graphic cards and so forth. So the folks at PC World are right. It's time maybe for Apple to kick it up a little bit, because if you look at Windows machines that are available right now, and again, we're not doing a comparison from 2 years ago, but Windows machines, example, the HP's new Z workstation, which is very expensive. It starts at $4,300, can be configured with an Intel Xeon E5 2600V4 chip, which has up to 22 cores, which is incredible in itself. There's two NVIDIA Quadro M6000 GPUs in an SLI, that's a scalable link interface configuration, which can provide super fast graphics performance. The new Dell Precision workstation announced last week can also support the latest 22-core Xeon E5 2600V4 chips, you know, and it's in the $3,500 to $4,000 range. But you compare that to the Mac Pro, which, again, starts at $3,000, but it only supports up to 12 Intel cores on a Xeon E5 using an older Ivy Bridge microarchitecture. So even though that computer came out in third quarter 2013 and either has an AMD Fire Pro GPU or some of the other, there's one other video card that's available for it, it's getting a little long in the tooth. So kind of an interesting dilemma here. So if you are a Mac user and you're looking to get the latest and greatest and you want the need for speed and you want to get more cores processing stuff, maybe it's time to look at Windows. After all, if you're using Premiere or something like that, the software operates exactly the same on a Mac as it does a Windows machine. And maybe a PC is in your future far as editing goes. So any of you bought any of these super duper high performance Macs or PCs, or actually PCs, Windows machines? Love to hear from you if you have geeknews@gmail.com. Well, the FBI is playing very, very coy still regarding their iPhone exploit. They have admitted that they bought a software solution to do it, but that's the only details that they're giving at this point. So until something else breaks, we'll kind of leave this particular article series alone and move on. And a very interesting article that, believe it or not, was over on Yahoo, and I find this pretty fascinating. It's cheaper than ever today to buy someone's stolen identity off the internet. So check this out. So business is apparently booming for hackers who deal with certain type of digital products via identity theft. Buying someone's identity off the internet is now cheaper than ever. So pricing is such that you can a physical counterfeit U.S. passport can cost as much as $10,000, with the lowest price being set at around $3,000. Meanwhile, an electronic passport scan costs just $25. Stolen credit cards are even cheaper at $15 a pop. There's even packages that include full financial information, name, address, credit card information, social security number, date of birth, costs just $15, while stealing personal identify PII information costs just $20. These are significant drops as compared to 2013-2014, where pricing was 3 to 4 times higher on buying someone's identity to use an identity theft. They also, in this particular report, goes on to reveal the ATM skimmers that capture the magnetic strip data on the back of debit credit cards cost an average, those particular credit cards cost $1,775 online, and they're big hits. So, you know, folks that use those particular skim credit cards carefully, they can get more money out of them than what it costs to obtain them. So again, $1,775 is the black market price for getting a credit card that's been skimmed. So pretty amazing stuff here. I've had skimmed credit cards get gas at a gas station and a variety of places and really not get too much money out of me, basically against my credit card, whereas my wife has seen some pretty significant charges put against her card in the past when her card got skimmed. Drones everywhere. Well, there's a new one. It's called the Volocopter. It's a helicopter drone hybrid with 18 rotors. And it took its first manned flight in southern Germany on March 30th. There's a cool 5-minute video on it. So I don't know where you would park this thing based upon 18 rotors it has, because it's basically got this helicopter bottom, and then it basically has enough motors on it with these, again, 18 props to have the kind of the same footprint as a regular helicopter would. But can go up to 60 miles an hour, and I'm not sure exactly how long it can fly or how much it's going to cost, but I think you're going to need a pilot's license to fly this thing. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You know, sometimes parents, when they are trying to save or protect their children, will go to great, great, extraordinary lengths to find cures for diseases or treatments for their kids that they may be needed that maybe a doctor will not recommend. So two parents' quest to save their twin daughters from a rare degenerative genetic disorder may end up saving and improving the lives of millions. After digging through medical literature and fitting pieces of data together, the non-medically trained couple contacted German researchers and suggested that a chemical called cyclodextrin may be able to treat what they're calling A3 sclerosis. And it's a disease that is a hardening that basically happens to adults and some children, sadly. And it's a hardening of the arteries due to a buildup of cholesterol-rich plaques. And some people, again, you know, these are kids, these are babies that are being affected here. It's not because of what they eat. It's because their body has this degenerative genetic disorder. So they went and looked for this into this particular treatment, and got some interesting results after getting approval by the FDA to do intravenous injections, and their kids are doing pretty good. So they're trying at this point to get the FDA to look at this as a possible treatment for people that have high cholesterol, blockage of arteries, and so forth. So maybe they found something here. We will see. I think there is going to be clinical trials on this, but it just shows you what the love of a parent trying to protect their children would do to save their kids, and I applaud them. All right, Blizzard, yes, the gaming company, which launched World of Warcraft, the Monster MMORPG game, has basically killed a vanilla World of Warcraft server. was one that's been run for a long time independently, and apparently they got a demand letter to shut down. It looks like Blizzard is going after these fan-based independent World of Warcraft servers. Now, this particular one seemed to be pretty popular, on the tune of something to the effect of like 90,000 users, or no, excuse me, 800,000 registered users. So Blizzard obviously wanted them on their server, probably paying a monthly service fee to have access and so forth. But they got this independent one, got the plug pulled on it. Over on Engadget, FDA approves world's smallest pacemaker for heart patients. And I'm looking at this thing. It's, if you take a nickel, this particular pacemaker is no longer than a nickel, and about one quarter, maybe, of the width of a nickel. Pretty amazing stuff here that they're going to be able to do here. This is amazing how small it is. It's called the Micra TPS pacemaker, and this is a total miniaturizing of something that is a lot of people have. You know, a lot of people have pacemakers. So this is a big, big deal here. And because of its size, it's reducing complications. And so this micro TPS could last for more than for 12 years is the life cycle on it. So nice to see that they've done this. And, you know, the pacemakers do have to be replaced from time to time. Tesla did an update. They said that to 325,000 reservations to date, and they're going to be taking the new customer feedback in their and maybe making some design changes. Number one, they know they got a little bit of a headroom problem for the back end driver. They've got a trunk issue. Specifically, the trunk potentially could dump water into the trunk, and a few other things. So they're going to look at these particular grumblings by people that have been looking at this close and make some changes to the Model 3. So a number of tweaks possible, but it's interesting to see that in this case, they're taking the consumers would never influence changes to a vehicle design, but Elon Musk is basically stepping up and say, yep, I think we can make those changes. You're going to love this. This is expenditures of your taxpayer dollars. Now, I saw something yesterday where the president authorized a $500 million payment from the State Department, from a fund to something with the United Nations that Congress had not approved. So they basically allocated $500 million to the United Nations, some green fund, which they held hearings on and basically said, you know, the Congress has control, has the power of the purse, so it gave you the right to, you know, expend this money out of your budget, and you're coming here crying for more money from your budget. So it just makes you grumble when you see your dollars being spent in ways that you may agree or disagree with. But a Freedom of Information Act, Freedom of Information document exposed details on the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, $47,000 coin flipping app. Now, I saw one of these before, and what it is a TSA agent basically stands outside of the entrance to a security area. And then on one side is TSA PreCheck, and the other is a normal entrance. So as you're walking up to this particular app that they held on an iPad points an arrow either left or right. And it's a random arrow generator that either points right or left. And the TSA paid $47,000 for an app that randomly would point right or left. So, but that's not the end of it. Taxpayers could have paid as much as $1.4 million on the left-right arrow app in total because they had to buy the tablets that they put the app on. So, $47,000. Yep, it just makes you go, And if you're getting ready to pay a tax bill this year, I'm sure that makes you even more happy. You look at how much you paid in taxes and think that you could have paid for a fifth or a tenth of the TSA app, courtesy of the money that you're sending in. Today, there was a big, big, big shakeup on a certain podcast. Now, this podcast is not child safe. It, as a matter of fact, is a little bit weird, so I'm not going to name the name of the show. But what happened was, sometime yesterday morning, listeners of KIFT, a top 40 radio station located in Breckenridge, Colorado, was treated to a radically different programming menu than they were used to. Instead of the normal fare from Taylor Swift or the Chainsmokers or other pop stars, a hack by an unknown party caused one of the station's signals to broadcast sexually explicit podcasts, and it went on for about 90 minutes. KIFT wasn't the only station hit by the hack. In the same day, Livingston, Texas-based country music station KXAK also broadcast the raunchy-themed audio. And according to an article posted Wednesday by the radio industry site, radioinsights.com, the unauthorized broadcast from a hobbyist group, hobbyist podcast, were also forced on an unnamed station in Denver and an unidentified national syndicator. The particular podcast in question said, "We're not guilty. We didn't do anything. We didn't hack anyone. Someone took our show and simulcast them onto these radio stations." So talk about a little bit weird. The content was pretty weird. So I'll have the link up in the show notes. You guys can look what the content's about, but I'm just telling you, the content's a little bit on the extreme. All right, SpaceX. And by the way, that hack, someone's brilliant. They broke into there's no more live radio. There's not a DJ sitting there playing music. It's all coming to you programmed. Programmed music is, empty radio station. It's just, it's playing something being pushed by the owner in another city or another state sometimes, or sometimes nationally. That's why music sounds so much, or stations sound so much the same depending on from market to market, because it's the same exact programming. All right, SpaceX Dragon is launching a huge science haul to the International Space Station on Friday. So be aware here that the Dragon cargo ship will be heading out to International Space Station. It's SpaceX's eighth mission. Let me see. Can I get a launch time? What time does it go down? Let's see here. Let me look at this. This is almost the entire payload is made up of science projects. Okay, so it's going to launch at 3:30 Eastern. So be aware of that. If you want to catch that live stream, it'll be available at livestream.com, probably as a featured content piece. All right, switching up here. Copyright troll tries to silence anti-troll blogger with law enforcement threats. Well, every once in a while, you get someone that is trying to... Well, let me just give you the background. There's a company that is basically going out there and do enforcement letters on copyright violations. And they're primarily targeting people in the UK and making the pay up. Well, the company is outside of the United States. So these UK folks are getting hit up for cash by a company in the United States. And what's going on is basically there's very strong worded phone calls and emails, basically pay up or else. So some investigator blogger went through and got all the details on this particular company and outed all the folks in the group. So what it really boiled down to here is that when they did out them, the group that was doing the essentially, you know, extortion on people trying to get money from them. They're basically trying to silence them with the law enforcement threats and legal actions. So must be a good cash cow if they're trying to get the person that's speaking out about them to shut them down. But anyway, link will be up for you to take a peek at. All right, 850 airports have signed up for a drone notification system. And I'm like, whoa, what's this? Well, as small drones have become increasingly commonplace, so have reports of close calls. A recent FAA report tallied the average at 4 sightings a day, a 5-fold increase from the year before. To help address the issue, the American Association of Airport Executives, a trade group representing 850 of the largest airports around the United States, has partnered with a startup called AirMap. On a digital notice and awareness system, or DNAS for short, AirMap will collect data from participating pilots, flying popular consumer brands like DJI, 3D Robotics, and Unic, then automatically upload that data to a web portal air traffic controllers can access securely. So you're flying, and it's not clear exactly how this is happening. And I don't know if it's happening through the DJI app or if you have to use the AirMap from this startup, but it's kind of odd that you would willingly pass information back to the air traffic control people on where you're flying. It just seems like it's a good way for the for information to be collected against you that could be used against you. Obviously, you're not supposed to fly within 5 miles of an airport, but I'm sure a lot of people are. I know it's tough in Hawaii flying some places because of the number of airports and the radical distance makes flying sometimes very tight. All right, California lawmakers, and this is a little bit weird. California lawmakers managed to turn encrypted phone ban legislation into an encrypted backdoor legislation. So the California Assembly has been tinkering with Assemblyman Jim Cooper's smartphone encryption ban. And for the worse, first noticed by EFF staff attorney Andrew Crocker, legislators turned the proposed ban into something that accomplishes the same goals without actually banning anything. Rather than forbid the sale of smartphones that can be that can't be decrypted by their manufacturers, the new wording will direct fines at manufacturers who can't decrypt phones upon receipt of a warrant or other court order. So the basically ordinance reads, a manufacturer or operating system provider of a smartphone sold or leased in California on or after January 1st, 2017 shall be subject to a civil penalty of $2,500 for each instance in which the manufacturer or operating system provider of the smartphone is unable to decrypt the contents of the smartphone pursuant to a state court order. And a manufacturer or operating system provider who pays a civil penalty imposed pursuant to this subdivision shall not pass on any portion of that penalty to purchasers of smartphones. This civil penalty shall not preclude the imposition of any other penalty pursuant to law. So rather than an encrypted smartphone ban, it's an encrypted backdoor mandate. In order to sell phones in California, manufacturers will have to make less secure versions specifically for that market, ones where they hold the keys and are subject to a law enforcement demand for a spare set. So this is bad for those of you in California looking for more secure phone options. If this goes to pass, you'll have to leave the state to buy a phone that is more encrypted. At the same time, the White House has said they will not support encryption unlocking legislation. The administration will stay out in the debate of proposed unlocking bill, a news report is basically on the street saying. Two senior members of the Senate Intelligence Committee have been floating draft legislation to require device makers to provide and other tech companies to provide workarounds for encryption and other security features, but the White House won't offer public support for the proposal, according to Reuters. FBI Director James Corney has long pushed for encrypted workarounds, and just last month, The president called for tech companies and the government to work together to allow police access to suspect smartphones protected by encryption. So link will be up in the show notes on that. All right, a Munster black hole. Well, you know, it's okay. That's kind of a normal headline today. Astronomers have discovered a supermassive black hole at the center of a galaxy in a sparsely, this is a key word here, sparsely populated area of the universe. The finding is important because the black holes that size were believed to only exist at the core of very large galaxy clusters. Well, maybe because this thing was so big, it sucked everything in, and that's why there's nothing left around it. I don't know. But they are all excited about this thing. It's about 200 million light years from Earth. It also appears to be 10 times more massive than science has predicted for a galaxy the size that it's in. And they don't say how many light years across, but it says that astronomers found the black hole by measuring the velocity of stars surrounding it. Stars are affected by black hole's gravity, and calculating their velocity gives astronomers an idea of how big the black hole mass is. In this case, the black hole at the core weighs 17 billion suns. The record holder is a monster black hole in the Corma galaxy, which has over 1,000 galaxies. Its size is equal to 21 billion suns. So, pretty massive black hole. Luckily, it's not in our neighborhood. Okay. GoPro has a new virtual reality camera rig. This is probably not the best deal in town, folks. There's lots of virtual reality cameras coming, some Kodak ones that are decently priced, but they have a 360-degree video GoPro rig. Pricing for the rig hasn't been announced, but you're looking at $2,500 just for the cameras alone. And there's another GoPro rig that holds six, and for about the actual frame itself costs about $500. But again, this one is from GoPro, and again, you got to have, I think, five cameras to be able to set up in it. It's a lot of battery charging, a lot of coordinating, turning on of video recording and so forth, but link could be up in the show notes. If you've got a lot of GoPros laying around, this may be something you want to pick up. Over on Apple Insider, Reddit has introduced a new official iPhone app, Spark Email Updates, so that's cool. So, there's two headlines in this thing. Spark email updates with Watch OS 2 support. Okay, so what I'm more worried about here is the Reddit new official iPhone app. So if you're a Reddit fan, definitely get out there and grab the new iPhone app from Reddit. Sprint, they must be in big trouble. Mobile carrier Sprint says it will raise $2.2 billion by selling and then releasing its own network hardware. Why would you do that? Why would you sell your towers and your hardware and then just come in and release? Isn't it always better to own than to lease? That is just amazing to me. But that's part of their strategy here, and that's what they're going to do. All right, article over on TechCrunch. Facebook adds a video search to combat original content sharing. So Facebook is desperate for you to watch videos. They want you to watch original videos. They're all over the feed that you have on your website. And this dedicated video browsing hub that just launched, it's available. Where basically it's just strictly a video search engine. It's also baking live videos into its trends and search, and will show when there's a live video broadcasting related to one of its trend topics. So they're working hard to get this, the video stuff down on Facebook. It's a big cash cow for them, obviously. All right, if you are a Netflix user, you may be getting a price hike next month. So if you're one of the 17 million people with a grandfathered Netflix subscription, take note. Netflix is raising its prices for those plans next week. In May, people grandfathered into an $8 per month two-stream HD plan will start paying $10 per month like the rest of us added customers. $10 per month, excuse me. So Analysts at UBS estimated that this charge will affect about 37% of U.S. subscribers, or about 17 million people. So it's, you know, Netflix is still a great deal. So, you know, the extra bucks will help Netflix's bottom line, at the same time keep new videos coming in. In the Philippines, a mega breach, 55 million voter details was leaked. It appears that the Philippines Commission of Elections has been exposed in what appears to be the biggest government-related data breach in history. The Comelec website was compromised and defaced on 27 March by Anonymous Philippines before a second hacker group, Lutz Sec Filipinas, posted Comelec's entire database online days later. All sorts of sensitive information, including passport information, fingerprint data, appear to have been included in the data dump. Some of the data was encrypted, but there were some fields that were left wide open. So a big data dump by them, and people are going to be obviously over there, you know, looking at the information. But it's too bad, really. Okay. Last article for tonight. I'm going to wrap this up. A little punchy tonight. There was a gentleman that was wearing a fitness tracker, and he had a seizure, which in itself was unusual. And then he started looking at his fitness tracker, noticed his heart was racing, and called an ambulance, went to the doctor, and he was definitely having one of these situations where your heart is out of, it's not beating right, it's got sometimes fast, sometimes slow, and needed to be shocked. And they were able to look at his Fitbit history and essentially get a treatment to him faster. So very, very interesting stuff on the medical side. Is it going to be too long when we're going to be wearing our smartwatch and it's going to tell us, proceed to the hospital immediately. You are having a heart attack. So... anyway, all right, no email today, so we are going to wrap right here, a pretty quick show today. Be honest with you, I'm my tail is just dragging, absolutely wiped out here. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Look forward to being back with you on Monday. If you have comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, on Twitter @geeknews. You can find me on Facebook and Google+ just by searching for the word Todd Cochran. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Thank you so much for being part of the Ohana and staying subscribed. We'll see you next time. Everyone, take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.